This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Large crowd as it files in for the final of our doubleheader tonight. And Daniel, this is an overflowing crowd. They've now expanded the seating to the stage, and it's been some time since we've seen that.
Yeah, it's going back to the old gym when we had stuff like that where you'd go to the auditorium for closed circuit.
I remember watching you guys play when you were, I think, a junior, and they opened up the auditorium and
closed
did the
circuit TV.
Yeah, that was
and
filled
about,
it.
Yeah. And talking about that, you know, it's really nice. They've done a lot of work here at the high school, the cafeteria. In addition to being just an outstanding cafeteria, they've got a big screen TV in there that has a closed circuit. They've got three different cameras in here that are just solid positions so you can watch in there. And so people are hanging out in the cafeteria, eating their snacks, FFA alumni doing a fundraiser with some a dinner. And you can just watch the game from there if you need to.
And they're going to be piping in our audio as we continue to get the technology figured out.
That's a little pressure I didn't need.
Yep, whoops.
Hey, what's going on?
Jim
there?
Ford knocking stuff around down below. Behave yourself, Mr. Ford. Well, if we can find a way to get in the cafeteria, we're nearly there. If we keep getting pushed any further back, we'll be in the cafeteria.
It's air conditioned. Be a little cooler. It's plenty warm in here tonight. Full house, I got the doors open. It's a nice night outside. And so it just heats the gym right up. But what a contest, Jason. Again, we got a battle here, an epic battle. Centerville is just coming off, is continuing a great season again this year. They were considered to be the favorites to win the conference, and they have not disappointed anybody who's watched their games. And they've just, as mentioned earlier, just a lot of balanced scoring. And so it's hard to just focus on one where Robbie's got the two big horses that we work with inside and out. You know, you can kind of key on that and try to shut one of them down to try to control us. But with Centerville, I don't know who you stop.
So what is the keys, Dan? You know, you obviously got the basketball pedigree. Well, you know, your coach, Archer, over the way. What are those things you're going to say, hey, these are the things we have to do tonight, guys, to be successful?
Well, you're looking at a team that's balanced on the books in terms of scoring, have some height. And so that stuff as a coach you throw out. You go with your strengths. Our strength is that we're quick, we're fast, we're aggressive. We play good, solid defense, sound defense. Typically, it's man-to-man straight up. And even with the taller guy, we'll have the 6'2", Tanner Kellogg, or the 6-foot, Austin Luce guarding your big guy, you know, in the 6'8", might be a 6'8", Dabney entering. You know, they'll go on him and they'll do a nice job. Transition's going to be key. When they get the ball, you'll see Matt Baker pushing the ball up quick. Maybe not always getting a fast break, but you want to get them moving. Keep these bigger guys running, maybe get them a little tired as the game wears on. It's a long, long game, and you don't win it in the first few minutes. And then when there's those pushes and those runs, stay calm. Whether we're on the upside or the downside of that run, you know, keep your head in the game.
Well, we're going to be back with the opening tip-off. The starting lineups when we return back here. Both teams out on the court did their final warm-ups. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. At Homestead, we have created an environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life. Our warm and caring staff provides assistance and comfort while helping with activities of daily living. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. At Homestead, we provide for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, But unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Thunder's here with you, and our statistician getting his socks off and clearing out the toe jam. Jack and Johnny Flattery. John, if you count it, leave it right there. All right, Dan, let's take a look at before we get the boys' game. Let's wrap up this girls' game. You got to see the end of it. Yeah. What I was impressed with is that Albia fell down by 9 points. Oh. But had the composure to fight back to the very last second, literally the very last second, and they clawed back to a two-point deficit. And you're never happy with a loss, yeah. But if you're going to come away with a loss, you want to have something positive to take from it.
Well, and you saw that. You saw where they didn't quit. They didn't give up. With a second left, we're at the free throw line to get it to two. Did that. Centerville smartly called timeout to set their inbounds play, which was to throw it past half court. So even if Albie intercepts it, there's no way you're going to have a good shot. And so did a really good job on their part. You know, and Albie, just you can't ask for much more than what they did. They gave the best effort for Albie, but just came short. And that's frustrating. This team is really a good team. There is a lot to work with Coach Achenbach has. He's really working on developing them. It's just they come so close. And that's frustrating as you get this part in the season. It's hard to keep your head up and keep working hard. But, boy, if they could just find that one game that kind of would turn that corner, I think you'd see a totally different team because they are that good. Yeah. I mean, they're very competitive, and they can really compete each and every night. And just you hate to have games like this one. It's just a tough one for them as the season continues to wear on.
You know, a lot of underclassmen, so you know, they're building a nice, solid future for Lady D basketball. Let's take a wrap-up of that first game. As I mentioned, Albia lost by 261-59, but they found themselves trailing by as many as 9 points with 3 minutes to go in the contest. Leading scorers first for Centerville, they were led by Jessica Demery, who finished with 12 points. Putting in 9 points or 10 points apiece, Misicic and Pershey in the night with 10 points for Centerville. Madison Lang had a 3-point basket and a couple of free throws to go with a couple of baskets, and she finished the night with 9 points along with. I can't read John's writing.
That's not the first time that's happened.
Mackenzie Richmond, 9 points. She had two 3-point baskets. Huh. 8 points for Barger, and the Centerville Big Red in the night with 61 points. Leading the way for the Lady D's was Mackenzie Griffin. She ends the night, as Brooke Bettis with 19 points. Griffin with 9. Kylie Peterson with 5. Katie Dyson with 8. Sarah Clark with the 2 3-point baskets. She finished the night with 9 points. Cassie Crawl with 5 points to round out the scoring for the Lady D's in the final 61-59. All right, Big D, you got the starting lines for our second game, our nightcap of this doubleheader. Big Red and the Blue Demons about to go out here, Highway 5 on the hard court.
That's right, Jason. You know, we've got certainly for Centerville Big Reds coming in here tonight, led by Colton Gunnerman. Number 21, he's a junior on this team, leads the team in scoring. Also, comes in the second leading scorer on this team, Logan Dabney, checks in at 6'8 as a senior, an outstanding player. Peyton Bush is a 6-foot senior. Michael Starcevich has been around for a few years now, doing a great job. Number 20 is a junior. And then Garrett Ferris, the junior, 6'1, comes in and brings it up. And then, just like I said, they've got a really deep bench, come in and go strong there as well. For Albia, come in, you know, very consistent a lineup that they bring here. I'm just kind of looking over the bench, going to go left to right here. We got Mason Cox coming in as a shooting guard, kind of plays that three guard. Has really shown improved skill in the defensive side. The other night he was guarding the number one player for Oskaloosa and shutting him down. And just has shown glimpses of that talent he has with the shot, especially the three-pointer. And if he can come unglued and unhinged on that, boy, you're going to see him go off. Just so close. And that would be huge for us to get that third score. And then Tanner Kellogg, TK in the middle, you know, plays way bigger than his size. Just does a great job. We'll shoot the three, gets in and post up with it as well. Tanner Wynn is just an incredible defender and a nice on the ball, gets assists for the team, but a good lockdown defender for your number two guard, your shooting guard. Matt Baker, the sophomore, you know, comes in, had an outstanding freshman year and is not disappointing this year, coming right back. You know, he's on pace to be the leading scorer for Albia probably by next year sometime, and with a year left. You know, and he just works really hard. He's that prototypical gym rat. You know, he spends so much time in the gym every free moment, getting shots up, working on. For those who've watched him, you really see he's worked on his shot and his shooting mechanics, has really improved his game there, and not that it was bad to begin with, no. But it got him much better. And the final starter for the Blue Demons is Austin Luce, and that's a kid who you've grown to know from football. He's a gutty performer. He plays way bigger than his size, very strong. He will body you up and go at it hard. Not necessarily in there to score, but he's in there to guard your power forward, you know, and really shut him down and help side defense. So a nice balance there with the Blue Demons, with the two top scorers coming in with TK and Baker, and then some really good defenders with T-Win, Austin Luce, and then, like I say, Mason Cox kind of goes both ways with that. He'll lock down defense and get some shots off as well.
I like the basketball IQ out of that group and the diversity and their athleticism.
Yeah.
And then you can go another four or five deep on the bench.
Yep.
And that's going to be key, I think, if you're going to have a chance here tonight. Centerville's going to push the ball. They're long, and it's going to take the grit. And I think the guys like Austin Luce, Tanner Callow is going to have to play much bigger than he has, and Tanner Wynn's going to have to use those smarts to find those spots where we can develop points, and someone's going to pick up that third scoring position, like you said.
Yeah, and you'll see, like I said, off the bench, you'll see the Sarver twins coming in, Luke and Ryan. Luke, even though they're identical twins, not much difference to look at them. Luke loves playing more of that power forward position. Ryan likes more of that shooting guard, that three guard, small forward, and they do a nice job when they come in there, and then typically the eighth man is Gabe Gravert.
Here's the tip, controlled by Tanner Callow. Austin Luce with it. Baker. I like the red shoes Albie's got going on here, Dan.
Nice little change. You know, it's typically a blue shoe team, and they went with the red this year. We're coming out in the white uniforms with the red numbers on it, and Centerville, big red, with the black uniforms with the red trim.
Albie with the first possession of the night. Centerville willing to extend that zone defense. Baker goes inside, loose. Double team, picks up his dribble. Nothing there, finds Tanner Wynn. Cross court.
They get Tanner Wynn out there on the left side of the three-pointer, and it's not uncommon for him to take that three-pointer, and he's playing the center.
Good ball movement here for Albia. Wynn into the lane. Corner it goes to Callog. To Mason Cox. Skip pass. Baker open for three. Halfway down. Couldn't get the ball. Dabney with the clear out.
Boy, Dabney's just so long and lean. You know, you just see that 6'8 frame. It's just hard to get that rebound.
Centerville with the basketball.
Comes down, Peyton Bush kind of handles it at the point guard there. Swings it to the near side over to Garrett Ferris, the little junior. Ball swings back around, gets it over to the far side, gets it into Dabney in the post. Tanner Kellogg, there's that defense. Shut him down. He didn't get a good look. Shot up.
You give up so much height. The Dabney gets the rebound. Looked like he went over the back, but here's a steal on the inbounds, and Centerville answers with a basket. You know, I thought those first few minutes, Dan, would be really important for Albie to keep his composure, not give a long streak here for Centerville out of the gate.
Yeah, just got to have that mental wherewithal to know what's going on here. And just a little inadvertent pass coming in for that turnover. Gets an easy bucket for Centerville. 4-0 against the score. Centerville's on top.
Centerville expanding a zone defense. They'll go out, guard all the way past the three-point line. Tanner Wynn inside, goes out to Baker. Cross court, skip pass to Cox. Open for three, shot on the way. No good, rebound cleared out by Centerville.
Star switch comes down, brings it out. Gonerman, a little contact. I thought maybe they were going to call the travel, but Austin Luce was trying to slow him down. Again, Colton Gonerman bringing it up, a little guard. 6 foot junior guard, leading scorer for the team, and Luce was trying to shut it down, but just got a little too much contact, got the foul.
You have no time to relax against Centerville.
No. Starcevic has it on the far side there for Centerville. Brings it up to the top of the key to set up their offense. Gives a look to the near side to Ferris. Ferris swings it back over to Gonerman, who's come to the point now. Drives into lane. Not much pressure. Little runner misses. Tanner Kellogg tries to get it. Tipped out of bounds by Dabney.
Gonerman really athletic. You see that quick rise of his.
Yeah.
And here comes that pressure defense. You got to keep your composure here.
And we've seen some really good press defenses, and this is a good test for tomorrow. Albie goes all the way up to the Greenfield, Nottoway Valley, and that's a full-court team all 32 minutes of the game. They never pull it off, so we better be ready to handle a good press.
Tanner Callog got the press broke, put the three-point shot up, left it too strong, and the rebound goes to Centerville. Here's a three on the way by Starcevic. Good. 7-0 run here. Centerville with the early lead, 7-0.
And Starcevic comes in 13-point average, so it's, you know, they're just a very balanced scoring team. And they like to keep the gas on as long as they can.
I like that style of play.
You bet.
Here's Catalog in the lane. Puts a shot up. Floater. No good. Rebound. One and done for Albion. Other way we go with Gonerman with the basketball. Pushing ahead for Centerville.
The ball knocked loose. Thought there might have been a foul.
Yeah,
Gonerman thought so too. But fortunately for Albion, did not get the call against him. But Centerville have the ball on the near side on the sideline.
Gonerman left his feet. Yep. Really didn't have an option, but got bailed out with the ball being knocked out of bounds. Gonerman trying to break down the loose. Puts a shot up in the lane. And that'll be shots to come. It'll be a foul.
You know, Austin Luce is drawing the assignment to try to shut down Gonerman, and you just see that it's going to be tough, and he's very quick and elusive on that. Luce does a good job trying to stay with him, but just a little too much body. They're going to say that's a shooting foul.
Yeah, two shots here.
Sure he got off the ground, did he?
I don't know. 7-0, first one on the way by Gonerman is good. 8-0 run here.
Well, one thing I don't know if the folks can how great this picks up. Man,
wow.
I love our student section here.
It's amazing.
They're having
home
a great
or
time.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear them cheering. I mean, it's just like being, you know, Duke and Cameron Indoor, you know, just they get into it and really have a good time, which is, you know, the players love that and they feed off that.
Down at Eddyville Blakesburg the other night, had their costumes on,
yep.
Bananas. And here's a three by Baker on the way. No good rebound taken away by Dabney. One and done again for Albion. Here comes Gonerman pushing it ahead. He'll pull up, shoot it up off the iron. No good rebound backside. Baker clears it out.
That's the other part of his game this year that he's really gotten better at, is getting inside and getting those rebounds. He's not a very big man, Matt Baker, but boy, he gets and he hustles, he's scrappy, and he's really gotten a lot more boards this year.
Just
really proud of him.
Really anticipates the bounce of the ball.
And very good positioning.
Albion trails by nine here. Here's another turnover, and Dabney comes up with it, hands it off to Ferris. Take that Bush. Here's a floater by Bush. Oh, so smooth.
Nice little left-handed shot, and Coach Archer's seen enough with an 11-0 deficit.
Well, I think he was going to call a timeout, but the foul came, and I think he's still going to take the timeout.
Yeah, he needs to get his team woke up. They're 11-0 with 4:07 in the first quarter. You know this team's very capable, and you know, we've got such a great, we keep talking about the crowd here, such a great crowd. You know, they want something to cheer for.
We'll take a timeout, come right back after the timeout. 11-0 Centerville out in front. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
I'm happy to share my great experience. I had excellent health care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything's done right here at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
After the timeout, both teams exchanged turnovers, Dan. Coach Archer probably talked about composure, and now you turned it over right away, but then they got the favor from Centerville that returned the favor. Here's a shot at Baker, a little floater.
Get on the board any way you can.
11-2, 11-0 run stopped on that basket. Albion trails by 9, 3.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Dabney dribbles in, kicks it back out. Bush with it. Floater from the free throw line, up and good. So smooth.
And that's that's two shots now that Peyton Bush looks good, and he's the number four scorer on the team. You know, but he's got a nice stroke, good-looking game.
Albion now facing that pressure. That's the one thing that you can – almost guarantee you're going to face after a made basket by Centerville.
Gonerman reached in, tried to steal from Baker, but nothing doing. He just raked him across the wrist. Picks up the foul. Gonerman seems a little more animated than you like to see.
Well,
it's too early to get that worked up on a 13-2 lead.
Really good athlete.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got the physical side of the game figured out.
You know. Know where you are, know what's happening. It's all good. Coach gives him a little break, which is not a bad call, I would say, and bring Garrett Ferris back in for the Big Reds.
Albia with the basketball, trailing by 11 here. Kellogg with it, right side, goes up top to win. Luke and Ryan Sarver, the twins check in for Albia. Here's a pass in the lane. Nice, beautiful pass.
Nice.
An assist from Baker to Tanner Kellogg.
Nice little entry pass into the high post for Tanner Kellogg, and he knows what to do when he gets it.
No hesitation. Got himself in that triple threat position to receive the basketball and did not hesitate. Here's a three on the way by Bush. Good. Oh, boy.
Wow. He's feeling it. He's liking this gym. Blue Demon's able to break the press here, get it up to Tanner Kellogg. Gets it right into Luke Sarver, who kicks the twin, Ryan. Little connection there,
nice.
And there's a bucket. And that's what you see. Luke's really good with handling that ball, and Ryan's got a nice little shot himself, and that little 15-foot mid-range jumper looks good.
Starcevic with it. It's a top circle. It goes Bush. Albion, it's man defense here. Albion trying to go inside. Nothing there. Ferris with it. Albion doing a good job defensively, making Centerville work here. But here's a three on the way by Ferris. Up. Rebound taken away by Kellogg. He'll clear it out, get it out to Baker. And we needed that.
Yeah, Tanner does. If he can get himself positioned right, he can sure to out-rebound anybody, no matter how much taller the opponent is. So nice job from Tanner.
There's a kick.
Yep. Peyton Bush has done a nice job, a little pressure, but kicked the ball.
Boy, you know, you watch Matt Baker and you forget that he's a sophomore in high school, the way he moves with the basketball.
And truly, you know, you talk about that IQ. He gets that.
Yes.
You don't see him get rattled. You don't see him get all upset. If he makes a mistake, he washes it off and goes to the next one.
Three on the way. Good! Five straight points for the Sarver boys, and Albia has trimmed the lead down to 7, 16-9.
Ryan Sarver with that jumper, just nice little stroke, like I said, and did a good job nailing that.
Here's a dribble drive. Dabney puts it up strong off the glass. No good. Tanner Kellogg clears it out. Here comes Baker. Pushes ahead. A little strong and not able to be controlled by Ryan Sarver.
Almost cut himself in, but that's all he could do to get his hands on it. And then his foot inadvertently just went out of bounds on it. And official Owens, Bill Owens over there, was alertly saw it and then, you know, turned the ball over, unfortunately.
Look down that court right now. I see three sophomores, a junior and a senior out. Huh? Got some talent coming up in that freshman. I was going to ask you about that freshman game. You know, we'll get to that here in a second. Here's a jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Kellogg. One and done again. Here's a bounce pass and taken away by Centerville, and they'll push it ahead. Bush with it. Top circle starts to make open three on the way. Good. You can't. You cannot leave him open. He will.
They're well skilled, well played players. They know what they're doing out there. If you get them a set.
Whew. Sarver with it. He'll score it up for three on the way. Good. Six straight. No, check that. Eight straight points. Ryan Sarver, and he's got Albia in this contest here in the first half, 19-12, 20 seconds to go, opening quarter.
That's just what we need, a little spark coming off that bench. He gets about 4 minutes each quarter, so he can go 100%. He's going to get that little rest. He's just a sophomore, like you said, just doing a great job.
Here's a long three by Bush. I mean, a long three. Dial that up from the 515 area code.
I think he high-fived Brian at Casey's.
Oh, and unbelievable. Dan, you know, the thing that I feared most at the start of the game was a quick run by Centerville. That's what we got, 11-0 start before Albie was able to get a basket. Albie's able to cut that lead down to 10 here going into the second quarter. But, boy, the shooting by Bush here and the threes, that's been the difference.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got Peyton Bush with 12 points, you know, and that's almost his average coming into it. You know, and so that's a hot start for him. You know, you haven't seen Gonerman get loose yet, really. So, it's going to be a contest here tonight.
We'll take a quick timeout. Come back for the second quarter. Albia trails 22-12 here. As we move along, you're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
10-point Albia deficit opens the second quarter.
Don't see nothing yet. We're coming back.
I like that attitude. Girls found a way to fight back. They end up losing it by a basket, but they trailed by nine late in the fourth quarter.
Again, Albia trailing 22-12 after that first quarter, so we'll see if we can find a little push here, get a little claw back in a few points before half.
Going to that zone defense. Dabney gets it on the entry pass. I noticed they sent two defenders straight out at the shooter on that zone. You know, and I think, you know, you got two things you're trying to stop there. You're trying to stop the three-point open basket, but you're also trying to deny that entry pass to them. Yeah. That's a tough combination to do.
It is. And it's, again, we've got a, it's a different team. What I've always enjoyed about watching Coach Archer and the way he coaches his team, he does adapt to the players he has. You know, a few years ago, we had some really good post players, and so we'd be banging and slowing it up. This is a much more athletic group, a much more quick group, and so you'll see him fly around a little bit more. You'll see him some do some zone, which he typically hasn't done, but it's with some speed to it. Mason Cox just made an ill-advised pass, and that's the third one he's made. He's just missing the angles just a little bit, and I know he's kicking himself right now.
Just kind of out of rhythm. A good player, but you know, hey, they stepped in that passing lane. Dabney made both free throws on the inbounds pass. Bush took the pass, went right straight to the basket, gets it to fall, 14-point lead, and a chance to make it 15 and be the largest lead of the ball game. They took a 7-point lead and stretched to 14 in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, it's just that good a team, that's for sure.
The free throw is good, 3-point basket, and that's 15 points, I believe, for Bush.
Yeah. He has his number.
Just underway here, second quarter. Here comes that pressure by Centerville. Loose with it, and he's going to travel with the basket. Nope, we're going to call it a holding foul. Take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a good job by Starcevich, I think, there, and it just had him tied up. I actually thought he had either the jump ball or a travel. So good job.
Composure.
Good job on the officials.
Yeah. Stripes got it right.
Yeah. They're always right.
At least in the blue eyes. Kellogg.
Oh, nice play there.
Dabney. Kellogg inbounded, threw it off Dabney, who turned his back. But as soon as he got the throw off his back, he put the shot up and Dabney blocked it.
It's a good heady play by Tanner Kellogg to realize he had an opportunity there, just not able to finish.
Here comes the shot. No good. Rebound to Albia. Baker pushed ahead. Left side. Squares the three-point shot up. Good! Matt Baker drains the three. Patience, patience, patience. Do not rush it. You're not going to get a 12-point basket.
Right.
You just got to keep your composure and keep clawing back here. One possession at a time. Dabney with it. Albia trails by 12. A three-point on the way. No good. Cleared out by Kellogg. Off to Baker. Albia will go the other way.
And you'll see him push, but boy, that three-point, if it's not there, is a good-looking shot. You know, Matt saw him warming up. He can go way beyond that arc.
Yeah.
We saw Ryan have two already. Tanner Kellogg, if he gets unhinged, you know, he'll go off a three-point. Mason Cox, when he comes back in, so he can't. You know, we've got plenty of options there. But like I say, got to be patient. It's got to be a good one. Get your feet set and get a good look.
Tanner Wynn's a guy that can shoot it.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see him shoot more. He has a nice game.
I agree.
He's very unselfish and wants to help his teammates be better. Really like that style of play, but boy, he could really do a lot more if he wanted to. You could just see it in him. He's got that skill.
What a athletic play by Gonerman. Knocked the ball away. The ball was going out of bounds. He dove up and threw it off of Matt Baker, and Centerville gets the ball back. Gonerman, far right corner, trying to break down Austin Luce. To the top of the circle, Ferris open for three. Halfway down, no good. Backside rebound by Dabney. He'll clear it out, put it up and good.
That's where you just got to seal off and box out, and instead we just kind of turn and went to the rebound and not realizing that they're going to do the same thing. So,
here comes the Blue Demons in transition. Shot up, and good! Ryan Sarver off the bench, Dan. He's got 10 points for the Blue Demons.
You know, Ryan had an opportunity to get in there. He played a little JV tonight, which doesn't do a whole lot. Did a good job for the Blue Demons there, but kind of got him a little extra workout, a little warmed up there. So did a nice job in the JV game. He's coming on fire here for this game.
Eddyville Blakesburg out in front of Davis County, 41-36, third period. Getting updates and trying to keep you updated on the action going on down there. Here's a ball out of bounds. Albie will get the ball back. 29-17 Centerville, 12-point lead.
Gonerman.
Lead was as much as 17, though.
Yep, Gonerman just kind of forced the pass into Dabney at about his ankles, and he couldn't get a handle and stepped out of bounds and trying to retrieve it.
You can go into the halftime break, get this thing down into single digits.
Right. You know, 5 or 7 points would be just fine.
Here's a near steal. Starcevic, good anticipation, tipped it away. Now they'll have to inbounds right here and down low. Bill Owens Hand the ball off to Ryan Sarver to inbound. Inbounds goes to Baker. 2-3 zone defense. Here's a pass in the lane. And nearly taken away. Austin Luce, good hustle, chases it down. Wynn, baseline shot, has it partially blocked. Dabney comes up with it, clears it out for Centerville.
Good-looking shot, though, for T. Wynn. Nice to see him put that up.
Gonnerman, Howie back in his man defense. Gonnerman breaks down Luce.
Just a little extra rubbing on there, and Luce picks up his second foul. And so that's not good to use. Coach Archer likes to get him out. And indeed, Luke Sarver's checking in to give him a little breather there so he doesn't pick up that third before half.
Seen a little bit of both man and zone defense by Albion.
And that's a little different this year. You know, most people, if you watch Blue Demon basketball with Coach Archer, it's been just man. I mean, he just doesn't do zone. This group has a little more speed and wherewithal they can do that with. Try to force the outside shooting for your opponent. And the Big Reds have shown they can do that as well.
Oh, there's the charging foul.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan Sarver is having a heck of a game tonight. Stepped in there. You knew he's a tough kid, but he took that charge full bore as Starcevic looked like he had a free break to the basket.
Yeah, just a good job there stepping. That's the hardest thing to do because you know you're going to get whacked, and you just stand there and take it, and he did, and Ryan's a tough kid. He's not backing up from anyone. You know, so Jason had 4:45 left in the first half. Now, Albie still trails 29-17, 12 points down. Has the ball, so we'll see if we can't find a two, maybe a three, to kind of get that game a little closer. Three-point gets us to single digits.
Starting to see their feet get underneath them. Runs are going to be important because both these transition teams will have streaks.
Right.
And when you bring this kind of pressure, Centerville will do all night long, particularly after made baskets or dead balls.
That's what I was talking about. You know, one of the keys is just, you know, both teams will have those runs up and down, and you got to just be ready to withstand it and stay calm. And Albie looks to be patient with it right now, which is good.
Tanner Wynn breaks down the defense, go to the corner. Jump shot on the way. Luke Sarver put it up, couldn't get it to fall. Back the other way we go. 12 points, Centerville lead. Albie doing a good job defending the entry pass. Here's a drive. Floater up, and good. That was tough.
Yep. O'Gonnerman, a nice little floater there on the left side and gets it to roll. Now he breaks that press, gets it right down the baseline to Luke. Finds T. Wynn at the left side. Checks it back to Matt Baker at the top of the key.
Centerville falls back in that zone defense. And there's a shot by Wynn. No good, or by Callowgrother. And the foul is going to go on Luke Sarver.
Just a little overly aggressive. Certainly outsized there with Dabney on him. Logan Dabney on him, 6'8", and Luke's probably checking in about 6 foot. Tried to really put a little extra body to keep him out, and just too much contact there.
14-point lead for Centerville, 3:55 to go here, first half. Game started with 11-0 run by Centerville. They got the lead out to as many as 17 just moments ago. Here's a runner in the lane by Bush. No good, rebound, loose, taken away. Baker comes up with it. He'll clear it out and push it ahead for the Blue Demons. Baker. And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Archer. We'll do the same. 3:36 to go here in the first half. 31-17. Albie trails by 14. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
.336 to go here in the first half. 31-17, Centerville out in front. Capacity crowd here tonight at Albia High School. They've allowed front row seating, which normally does not take place. They try to keep the fans and players safe, but nowhere to stand or sit, so they allowed that. Then they opened up the stage and have crammed them up on the stage, about four rows, five rows deep with chairs. They're witnessing a couple of really good ball games here tonight. Ladies lost the first one, 61-59. Albia, the boys here, trying to fight back. Very good Centerville basketball club tonight. And joining me here is Dan Stocker. Dan, Just got to keep your composure. And we said earlier, try to whittle this lead down, getting in single digits.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting some good looks, get your feet set when you take that shot, whether it's the three or the inside jumper, and just get those good looks. Hopefully get some rebounds on the missed shots.
Sarver with it. Ryan Sarver back top. Baker, long three on the way, halfway there. No good. Rebound, and it's going to be over the back, I believe, on Tanner Kellogg.
Yeah, unfortunately, Luke Sarver was boxing out Dabney, doing a great job, and I just got Tanner Kellogg into the mix, which wouldn't have happened otherwise. And if Tanner would have recognized that Luke was there, he could have gotten out of the road.
That's Albia's seventh foul, so we'll go the other direction and shoot some free throws. Dabney will stand at the free throw line. 6'8". Dabney takes his time, looks it up, scores it up, shoots it up, big good. Smooth, athletic big man. We'll have the second shot to come. Second one is good as well. 33-17. Centerville, three-quarter court press. Albie will break it and get across half court. They will not let up. They'll extend that defense all the way out. Tanner Wynn with it. Picks up his dribble, left side, it goes Luke Sarver. Luke, top of the circle, baseline. Luke dribbles in, goes to the backside, up and nice, good! Nice. Ryan Sarver with another basket, he's got a dozen.
And that set up there, nice by Luke Sarver coming in on the near side block and just a nice little bounce pass to get it to him.
Oh. Centerville has an answer. Back the other way we go, and Levi Siebold takes it to the rack. We all know how good of an athlete Levi is. Took it right to the basket. Good. Baseline it goes. Sarver open for three. Shot on the way. No good. Backside rebound. Kellogg puts it in. Has a shot blocked by Dabney. But a good job of getting a little bit of a hesitation out of Dabney. Got him to move his body. And as the body came into him by Dabney, Kellogg went up and drew the foul.
That's what you like. Get the clock stopped. You know, TK's very good at the free throw line. Hopefully we'll make both these here. Just kind of, we've got to find just a little bits at a time, get back into this. And as soon as I did, I jinxed them. I was afraid of that. This is the first one.
16-point Centerville lead, 35-19. Tanner Kellogg at the line. He'll have the second free throw to come. Only the first foul on Dabney. Second one is up, and it is no good. Rebound is controlled by Ryan Sarver, then tipped out of bounds. Ryan stepped in, and, oh, Dan, he is having an amazing first half here.
It really is. You know, a sophomore coming in. This is his first year in the varsity level. Just a very good athlete in general. Certainly no doubt about that. But just taking advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves.
Ryan with it to Tanner Wynn. Breaks down the dribble. Nothing there. Matt Baker open for three. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Cleared out by Kellogg. Oh, he couldn't get the fall.
Too strong on the putback.
That's the presence you feel of Dabney being there every other time.
Yeah. Dabney cleans up the missed shot there and does a little reverse layup to get the bucket. So he gets on the board. He's got 10 now. He's in double figures.
Centerville now with his largest lead here as we go under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Luke Sarver with it, double team, picks his dribble up, and we're going to have a pushing foul on Centerville.
Dabney and Paris just a little overly aggressive, trying to get that trap set on Luke, and in doing so got the foul.
Luke did a good job of being strong with the basketball without extending the elbows, which is a tough thing to do. 18-point Centerville lead, Albia. Got to keep clawing its way back. Baseline it goes, Callow, top, win. Back to Kellogg, open for three, shining away, left side no good, and we're going to have a pushing foul. And on the rebound.
I think it's on Luke trying to box out again. He's just trying to be very physical on Dabney, trying to keep him off the boards, and in doing so just got a little extra hand on him, a little bit too much of a hook.
We'll go back the other way. We're in the bonus, one-on-one to come here.
That's certain. Some, you know, that's a little different this year. That the team will get into a few more fouls than normally an Archer team, Coach Archer team would have. I know he likes to not get the other team on the free throw lane, but with the strength of the depth they have with the eight players, you know, and Luke, coming in as a reserve here, you know, he's got the fouls to give. It's not an issue of going the full game. You know, he's coming in getting a few, or about half a quarter each time. So
well, they don't carry over to next week.
No,
as
right.
As long as they don't hurt you, you know, there are good fouls and bad fouls.
Oh, yeah. And it's and there's the time, you know, appropriate time to do it. And that's a good one. He missed that free throw.
Abiel will get the rebound. Luke Sarver comes up with it. And Baker then double dribbles, tried to get rid of the pass, and just that's so uncharacteristic. Just the ball slipped out of his hand, and he kept on dribbling, but it was a double dribble. 19-point Centerville lead, 128 to go here at first half. Here's the inbounds. Bush will set up the offense. Man defense applied by the Blue Demons. There's a jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Wynn comes up with it. Had a clear out. Couldn't see it. And he'll travel with the basketball.
That's just shooting. It's the point where you're pressing a little bit. You're trying to get things done. You want to make things happen. We're just making some mental errors here, you know, with a almost a 20-point deficit, and that's just what you don't need with a minute 12 and a half, losing 38 to 19.
Nope. Missed opportunities, and when you get the opportunities against a good team, unfortunately, you got to take advantage of them. Bush gets the inbound. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go here, first half. Albie trails by 19. Centerville's double up the score here, 38 to 19. Comes Levi Siebold, dribbles it to the basket, takes it right to the rack. Quick move by Levi, good elevation, and pick up the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. He's got two shots to come.
I think that was, no, they gave that to Luke Sarver. I thought Ryan actually had the body. That's the third foul for Luke. Certainly Coach Archer's kind of rubbing his head over there, not liking that, doesn't want, you know, Luke to go out of the game. And indeed, he's going to get Austin Luce back in the game here with a minute left and a half to at least preserve a couple more fouls for Luke.
Looks like a good job of creating some pressure defensively and hustle, but sometimes you just get yourself in a bad place.
Well, again, you know, you're seeing just everyone on the Blue Demons. They're trying to make something happen. They're trying to help create that spark for their team, and it's sometimes you just press a little too hard.
40 to 19, 21-point lead for Centerville. Baker across the half-court line, 44 ticks on the clock here in the first half. Two-three zone defense, pass to the corner. They're so quick on recovering on defense.
Yeah. And it, you know, just thinking as I'm looking out here too, you know, they just got some good height. You know, they actually have given Logan Dabney a little breather here to finish the half, but you know, they bring in this junior Jared Armington. You know, he comes in, checks in at 6'1", but he's playing pretty good size, and just they move so fast.
Here's a pass underneath, an assist from Austin Luce. Spun on one side of the free throw line and went to the other, and that'll be an easy basket for Tanner Kellogg. 40 to 21, 2 seconds to go, a three on the way. No good, and that will bring us to the halftime break. Now we're going to go down to Davis County. We're getting a little signal in the ear that while we're at the halftime break, we're going to head down to Davis County and pick up the final minute and a half of that ball game. Scotty Fry, connect us over to Davis County and get us those final minutes of the Mustangs and the Rockets.
The Rockets are going to have it. Now we're going to have Justin Utt come into the game. We're going to have Colton Roberts sit, and now we're going to have a timeout. Okay, 1:14 left in the game. Mustangs with a 46-45 lead. If you're Coach Stout, Kathy, what are you telling the Rockets to do right now?
Well, you know, it just seems to me that they really don't use Bamberg quite enough. I mean, not that our guys haven't defended the paint well.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, you know, he can handle himself in there.
Yeah, he can.
But I have no idea what they'll do.
If he was sick, or well, not if. We know he was sick earlier in the season. He's
right.
Not showing any of those ill effects.
No.
He maybe isn't quite as active as you would think he might be.
Yeah.
But, boy, when we take it inside to he uses great body control. He keeps separation, but he is so tall.
Right.
He just stuffs that basketball, and, boy, if he's in position, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Okay.
So we've got a minute 14 left, and they've got the ball.
And the Mustangs with a one-point lead, 46-45. Loeffler is going to toss it in. We'll look for Bambrook to come into
and
the
we've
lane.
We've got a pretty short.
And Park Michael steals the inbounds pass, and Calvin Utt comes away with it. He's going to take off on the dribble now. And a foul, a quick foul called. And you know what? I don't think Coach Stout is very happy about that. I'm not sure he wanted Calvin Utt to go to the free throw line right
now. No,
there.
I wouldn't. That's for sure.
Calvin Utt shooting 63% from the free throw line, averaging 8 points. He has 8 tonight. And boy, Calvin, do we need it to be 9? Too hard, no good. Bambrook with the rebound. Just a flat, hard free throw. Okay, Swartz has got it. We're under a minute. Swartz for the Rockets. Inside to Loeffler. Loeffler trying to back down. Gives it up. Back to Loeffler. Looking inside for Bambrook. He's got it deep. Turns. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Dixon. Dixon to Michaels. Michaels may challenge, may not. Little bounce pass inside. It's going to go off the Rockets and out of bounds, which I think is a big break. If Jacob Jones gets that pass, he's going to get smothered in there with it.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. And I don't know. It seemed like, yeah.
A quick timeout from Coach Graves. It is 35.9 seconds left in the game. Mustangs have a one-point lead, 46-45, and the ball.
If they can just hold on to the ball, right?
Do you take the air out of it a little bit? Make them put you at the free throw line?
I would think that's surely what they're going to do.
Forcing it into the lane has not been the answer. You know, really, I just think we are very, very fortunate to have a one-point lead at this point in this low-scoring game.
Yes, yes.
The Mustangs have fought hard. They have been tenacious.
I think we need to really give Damon Dixon, he has taken Schwartz out of scoring in this ball game, because he is their second leading scorer, and he's got 2 points. And I mean, Damon Dixon has been in his pocket the whole night.
Okay, here we go. Utt with the inbounds pass, gets it to Irwin. He was open on a much shorter man. They had Bambrook on the other side.
That was not Irwin. That's Justin Utt.
Oh, excuse me. It is Justin Utt. He made a great move. He's going to be at the free throw line. What a great inbounds play drawn up by Coach Jeff Graves.
And he gets two shots.
Justin Utt. First one up and too hard. First free throw attempt of the season. Come on, Justin, take a deep breath. 34 seconds left in the game. Bends his knees, puts it up, drops it through. 47-45. Here comes Bambrook with the ball. Gets it ahead to Loeffler. Loeffler. And a blocking foul called on the Mustangs.
But they still aren't into the bonus yet. Next time they will be.
29 seconds in the game. It's going to be rocket ball right in front of our bench. 29 seconds. 47-45. Plate's got it. Gives up his dribble. Gives it to Swartz. Dixon defending. He's got the ball on the floor. And Damon Dixon steals it. Calls timeout. Damon Dixon absolutely took that ball away from Trevor Schwartz. And I'll tell you, folks, that was just a heads-up, gutsy play from Damon Dixon. Trevor Schwartz is an outstanding basketball player.
But like I have said, I just said it. I think I gave Damon a little encouragement there. He has just really not given Schwartz a chance to do anything.
Schwartz was just a little bit too much under control, just almost a little bit nonchalant with the ball. Damon Dixon seized that opportunity, went to the hard court, and fought for that ball, got a hold of it, and very alertly called timeout.
The other thing he's taken Schwartz out, he has not had very many assists either.
Yeah.
I mean, he just really, I mean, we've seen him play for several years, and he usually, you
started
know,
as a freshman for him, I believe.
Yeah. So I think Damon has just done a wonderful job defensively.
Here's the reset. Davis County Mustangs, 47. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, 45. And I think the Rockets, as good a team as I think they are, still looking for their first conference win.
I know. It's
unbelievable.
Just amazing.
Okay. Mustangs have it. We're going to get it to Michaels on the inbounds pass. Leffler's going to foul him. I don't think he really intended to foul him, but
well,
he did.
He probably needed to. You know, the Mustangs got it to who they wanted to. You know, Park is a good free throw shooter.
68.8%. Stepping to the line. Park has 19 points. We need to get to 20.
Yeah.
16 seconds left. Park Michaels, free throw line. Up and good. Park Michaels. What a big time free throw. Okay, here we go. Park Michaels has it back. Second free throw on the way. 49-45. Full court pressure. Dixon working against Swartz. Swartz on the dribble, trying to get into the lane. Looking for the shot. They get it to Bambrook. Michaels knocks it away from Bambrook. Bambrook goes to the floor. And the Mustangs have stolen it away. Calvin Up comes up with it. Park Michaels, Damon Dixon, all of them working their tails off. Calvin Up came up with it. There's 10 seconds left in the game.
1.0 seconds.
Excuse me. You're right. 1 second left in the game. That's going to do it. What a huge, huge comeback for the Mustangs. Calvin Up came away with it. They had to foul him from behind.
Oh, and he has five fouls, that number.
Leffler.
Leffler, yeah.
Leffler was quite a force to be reckoned with.
Yes,
and these kids somehow can't get a win. And they have got all the talent in the world.
They
it
do.
Is unbelievable to me. When you match them up man for man, we can't play with them.
I agree.
Calvin Up. Free throw is good. 50-45. What a turnaround, outscoring the Rockets in the fourth quarter. What a game. Calvin Up, free throw. No good, short. And that's the game. Final score, Davis County Mustangs 50. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets 45 after trailing.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Shooting percentage? Don't know.
140-21, your halftime score. It's Zizinski over here giving us a hard time. Want to know what the shooting percentages were for Centerville in the first half? I would just say high.
And that's an estimate. Yes.
But you know what? I think that'll run, and it was one of the things I was concerned about when you play a team of Centerville's quality. That initial run, how do you handle that initial run? You got to get the motion out of your system and get your feet.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Albie didn't pass that test. They found themselves on a deficit of 11-0 run by Centerville before they scored their first basket. Did settle in, Dan. Got the lead back down to 7 after it had been as up much as 17. But the last 2.5 minutes of this first half really That's where Centerville put the Jets on.
Really did. You know, and it just, we talked about at the beginning of the game how balanced they are. They can just come at you from so many different angles. And so that makes it really hard for any team to try to match up and try to focus on one area or not. You know, you want obviously concerted effort trying to keep Dabney off the boards and keep him from scoring. But, you know, then you get a Peyton Bush who's not a bad scorer, but, you know, comes in and hits 15 to start the half. I mean, he's over his average already. You know, Colton Gonerman is the leading scorer on their team, and he's coming in just right now. I think he's just a four, you know, so he hasn't even got unhinged yet. You know, if that gets loose on him, you know he's going to start coming on fire. So it makes it very tough. Blue Demons have tried to do some different things. They're trying to mix it up, keep Centerville on their toes. Centerville's just doing a good job of answering every challenge that's been thrown at them, and it's a very, very good ball club. You can see that balance they've got, and it's going to take a special effort for the Blue Demons to come out on top.
Well, this is an important half of basketball because you want to keep the, you know, we come into this ball game with some improvement. You start to see, you know, some guys really step up. You see Ryan Sarver have a big first half, you know, and you need that progression to continue. I mean, this is a long season, and, you know, this is why the second half is so important, not just to make it a close ball game or to come back and get the win, but really to continue the progress you've been making before this game.
You know, telling staff for me right now as I'm looking at it, the big board here, you know, we got our starters back in to start the game. You got Matt Baker and Tanner Kellogg. You expect them to get points on the board. They have 5 for Matt Baker and 4 for Tanner Kellogg. The other 3 starters, not a point. You know, you need more out of that out of your starters. Ryan Sarver thankfully came in and had a very good half. And that's what you want coming off the bench. You want some of that play, but you've got to have a little bit more than just the 2 scores. And then obviously 9 points out of those 2 big guns is not enough.
3 scores.
Yeah.
The other 12 coming from Ryan Sarver.
Yeah.
And that's great to have for him, but you really do need some additional scoring. And you can see it out there on the court. It's there.
Yeah.
Just got to get those spots. And when you're not turning the ball over and forcing things, you get those opportunities for those other spots.
Yeah, you know Matt Baker comes in. You know, he had 30 the other night against Oskaloosa, so he's a very capable scorer, averaging a little over 20. So is Tanner Kellogg. You know, so we need them just to get their average, and we're right back in this thing. They're good scorers, they're good players. They know they played a lot over the summer with traveling ball and everything, and so they've got a chance to really improve their game. So they know what it's about. You know, you've got 16 minutes here to see if you can find a way to get back into this thing. 19 down again, 40-21 to start the second half. Jason,
Matt Baker gets the inbounds. Albie with the first possession of the second half, trailing by 19. There's a pass to the free throw line, kicked out to Cox. Cox open for 3, shot on the way. It was halfway down. Rebound controlled by Dabney. Good look there by Mason.
John Flattery, want to give him a little prop shout out as always. He's helping us out with stats here tonight, doing a great job. I always look to the big board up here to see if they're right, because I know John is. I want to make sure they're getting it right up there.
There's a good, a quick V-cut and pass to the basket by Ferris. 21-point lead, 42-21. Centerville in control.
Tripped up. Austin Lewis got tripped up by Garrett Ferris and in a little inadvertent contact. Garrett, I like seeing that.
Yep.
Immediately comes over to help him up. He didn't intend to, and I happen to know this young man and his folks, just really good people, and he really works hard at his game, wants to be as good as he can be, but he's not trying to do it in a bad way. So you like seeing that good sportsmanship.
Baker with it, out top, win. Right corner goes, back up top to Baker. Head fake, dribbles, drives, puts his shot up, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Starcevic. Centerville will push it the other way. Starcevic down the lane, up, no good. Rebound loose,
nice.
And coming away with it, Mason Cock. He'll put it in transition. Three-pointer on the way by Baker, no good. Rebound to Luce, he'll follow, shot good.
Yes.
That's that gritty play you talked about Austin Luce brings to the court.
You know, he does. Again, he's well undersized in there, Dabney in there, and Starcevic, I believe, but just get it and come up. Nice left hand, come underneath that basket, get that bucket up there. Gets a chance to get the old-fashioned three-point, the kind you and I are used to.
You maybe.
Well, yeah, you probably had the line. You're a young buck.
Well, there was a time when we didn't have the line, but I was rarely there, buddy.
You know, we're lucky to have the backboard and a couple out-of-bounds lines. That's about all we had back in the day.
Yeah. Nets? Who needed nets?
That's optional.
42-24. Here's a three-point on the way by Bush. No good. Rebound controlled by Dabney. Couldn't get it to go. He'll follow his own shot. Not again. Another one, and it's going to go, and this time it comes with a foul.
Dabney's just padding his stats as far as I can see there. And Dabney's smart. You know, had just hands straight up in the air. You know, he's 6'8", reaching up a little over 7 feet, or probably about 7.5 feet there, to maybe 8 feet on the reach. just getting the tip. You know, there's just nothing you can do about that.
He's not only tall, he's long.
Right.
He's a long 6'8". Here's a pass. Matt DeBaker nearly over and back penalty.
And not only tall, he's not short.
That's a good point, Dan. 24-44, Albion down by 20. Kellogg to the basket, up and good. That's a great move there.
How about that move? You know, they're recognizing that the defense is coming out really fast in any position. So nice little head fake, ball fake from the players. Matt Baker did a minute ago, and now we saw TK. This nice move, and there's a good up and under for Centerville, and the dish off to Dabney. Donovan gets the assist.
Great athleticism, but that is basketball IQ.
Yeah.
As a team that's played together. Sideline it goes. Kellogg's three on the way. Good! Tanner Kellogg comes out. He's got 7 points here in the second half. And that's what was missing in that first half you talked about, Dan.
And that's starts with that first basket he had inside. Get a little confidence there. And then now you just saw a wholly totally different swagger coming out with that three-point shot. And that's what we need. He's got to find a way to get his looks and get his shots off.
Wow, right there the answer is Starcevic. So many smooth jump shots on this team. Wynn out front to Baker. Albie trailing out by 20. Pass to the corner. Again, the same place as last time. No good this time by Kellogg. Rebound taken away by Stavik off to Gonerman.
Bush, see if he's got. Oh, he's going to take that 22-footer, and it's off. He was thought it was still the first half for him.
He is human. Loose, kicks up top, taken away by Centerville, taken away back again by Mason Cox. He'll dribble in, kick it out to Baker, open for three, on the way, no good, rebound by Dabney.
Just Matt was unable to get himself totally set underneath and square up. He tried to adjust, but it was just floating a little too much. That's a hard shot to make. It's the right shot to take, just a hard one to make.
You know, you just, when you play the quick feet like you're going to play against Centerville, through a course of a game, you start to speed up your shots because that you're anticipating that pressure coming.
Yep. And there was. Yep. I mean, he had to get that off quick. He didn't have extra time to official with a non-ill-advised behind-the-back pass there on the inbounds
that
play.
That looked like a John Flattery pass. It was behind the back and into the bleachers. He can still shoot it, though, can he, Dan?
Oh, I think he thinks he can, yes.
Jack and Johnny Flattery.
You don't get that nickname by accident.
Here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound loose. And again, one and done this time for the Blue Demons.
How about Centerville really pushing the ball up quick as well?
Oh, what a nice move by Ferris. Dribbled it in, split the defenders, then a jump stop and went straight up to the basket.
Good, strong move. He's very strong, powerful. I'd say probably the three guard on the team here for it. Probably plays a little power forward, but good, strong play.
Baker goes in, has a block by Dabney. Here comes Wynn, baseline. On the block, Kellogg puts it up and good. Boy, he's having a heck of a second half here, Tanner Kellogg.
And he's just going to have to go in strong like that and hope for the best. I know Dabney's long, but he's just going to have to put his shots up, hope he gets fouled or he can get it off just like that. It was a good play.
Here comes Bush being guarded by Baker, and we have a foul on the floor.
Thought that was pretty good defense on that. He's very quick, but the official had much better angle than I, certainly, and saw a little extra contact.
A lot of good basketball on the court right now.
How about this? We got four subs coming in here. The coach is very confident with his people here. Ryan and Luke Sarver coming in. Gabe Gravitt, coming in first time, and then Victor Sanders, Jr. also coming in. Everyone but Matt Baker taking a little rest here, getting them a chance to catch their breath.
Gonerman gets the inbounds pass. Albia trails here by 18 or 22. Here's a shot up, a floater by Gonerman. And
Luke just a little, he's just trying to be real aggressive, but he's got three fouls. And I now picked up his fourth foul, just undercut him as he's coming through. Officials want to talk to him, make sure he wasn't trying to headhunt anything.
And he wasn't. But he did get the follow up. Unfortunately, Gonerman. Continue a conversation afterwards. Seeing Luke just walking away.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. You know, and I understand Garner where we come from. You don't like being undercut there, but no. Luke certainly wasn't trying to do that. It's just trying to play aggressive, and that's his role on the team. But by no means is he trying to hurt anybody.
Garner makes the free throw.
And Luke Sarver will, with that fourth foul, take a seat here. Just got in the game. Gosh dang it.
Donovan with the second one to come. It's on its way. It's up, and it rattles its way home. 23-point lead here for Centerville, 54-21 or 54-31. 2:40 to go here in the third period. Ryan Sarver, 12 points in that first half, getting his first minutes of the second half. Gravert with it. Here's a three on the way by Sarver. Good! Boy, he needs to get some more shots, Dan.
Yeah, did a nice job getting his feet set on that and a good little jump shot on Ryan Sarver.
54-34. Here's a jump shot by Starcevic, and there's a push off as Bush gave a little extra push to Matt Baker and on the miss. That'll get the ball back to the Blue Demons.
You know, Centerville likes to utilize that press and still bringing that out there, a little 2-2-1 press. A little pressure there for the Blue Demons, but they get it in the front court.
Tommy does break the press. Baker with it. Gravert, left side it goes Sanders to the free throw line. Sarver with the jump shot, good.
And that's a nice little spot there. I recognize the hole in the defense there. Ryan got to the spot we need to do, and Vic, he's good about getting those assists, even though he's in there playing as our post player right now. Vic's a very good passer, very good dribbler as well. So nice job with Ryan cutting and Vic to see it. Dabney gets it over on the far side, way outside at the three-point line. Obviously not a shot he's going to take. Resets the offense there. Starcevic looks inside. Sees Dabney, kicks it immediately right out. Try to swing it back around. Starcevic gets it, comes up to Peyton Bush at the top. Centerville is content with a minute 22 in the third quarter. Let the clock tick with a 54-36 lead.
Siebel with a long three. Rebound by Vic Sanders. Ahead it goes Gravert. Dribbles in, picks his dribble up, and the turnover. And there's a foul as Ferris is trying to bring it up, and Austin Luce reached in.
And that's his fourth foul. You know, and that's both he and Sarver. Those are fouls you really don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something we needed. You want to slow him down, I get that, but fouling him's not the answer. We just got to hope your teammates can get in there and get. But fortunately with Vic in now, we get Tanner Kellogg who comes in off the bench. He's had a nice little minute rest there to get himself caught up, catch his breath. Brings a nice little interesting lineup here. Now Vic gets to move to the power forward and more of a power forward player with Tanner Kellogg playing the post.
Well, Vic's a nice, smooth basketball player. He'll continue to get better. Here's a steal by Baker. He'll push it ahead. Matt in transition, tried to take it up and had the ball stripped away by Bush.
He's going down, fortunate to get the call for the Albia ball. It just kind of got a little out of control, a little bit of a body contact on her, and Matt was kind of lost the handle on him, unfortunately, but Centerville knocked it out, and so Albia gets the ball.
There's Kellogg off the glass. Nice. Good. Nice entry pass there by Gabe Gravert. And, Dan, this has become a 16-point ball game.
Take what you can right now. You know, we just got to slow the call back in, but time is ticking. We're under a minute now in the third quarter. One more period left.
There's a nice oh, man, what a beautiful play. A backdoor cut by Starcevic. Goes for an easy basket. Here comes Baker. He'll push it ahead. Right side it goes Sarver. He'll put the shot up. Floater. Good. Why not?
Not.
That's like throwing BBs into the ocean. It's that easy for Ryan Sarver right now. Here's a shot. Missed. And coming up with the Gravert. Go ahead to Baker. 12 seconds to go and a turnover. Gonnerman will push it ahead for Centerville. Here's the foul in the lane.
Good foul on Matt Baker there. It's just going to be his second foul here. We got just under 6 seconds. It kept Gonnerman from getting a shot off. Certainly with 6 seconds, enough time for Centerville to get a good play and get something going. But it was a good foul to keep him from trying to get one more bucket. Again, we got to 17 points, 57 to 40 is the score here.
Yeah, I'd just like to end this quarter with momentum. Certainly not giving up the basket. Here's a steal by Gravert. 1 second to go. He'll throw it up, and that will come short. But now if he doesn't get the stop at the buzzer here to find himself trailing by 17, which is a cut into the deficit, 57-40 when we come back with the fourth and final quarter. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy. But unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Breaking news.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Welcome back. Open in the fourth quarter. Albia trails by 17. Centerville with the first possession. Dabney with it out front.
A little extra pressure back in the studio. We're going to have Scotty bring us in here.
Yeah. Here comes Gonerman.
That's smooth. Austin Luce with an impeccable defense on him. But, boy, Gonerman just able to drive right by him and put up a nice little floater layup there.
A little crossover.
Oh, hook. Yep.
Yeah, there's a hook.
Peyton Bush. Legged a little too much on Matt Baker. Only the fifth team foul for Centerville. Second on Bush. So two more before we're in the bonus.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Baker with it. Gets ahead to Gravert. To the middle it goes loose. Baseline. Kellogg splits the defender. Rises up. Puts a shot up. No good. Backside rebound. Starcevic controls it for Centerville. Off to Bush. Good cutoff there by Kellogg on Dabney. Here's a pass that goes into the backcourt, saved by Gonerman.
That's just a mark of a good team, able to keep that from going back in the backcourt and keep the over-back call.
Gonerman nearly traveled. Gets his feet moving so fast, he can't keep up with him. Here's a floater, no good. Backside rebound, last touched and tipped by Dabney.
Albie will get the ball back with 6:48 left in this game. Again, trailing by 19, Jason, 59-40 is the score.
Better second half here for the Blue Demons, Dan.
It looks better. It just hasn't shown up on the scoreboard. No. But they really are looking. There's a lot of good things I'm seeing. It's just not translating into points and defensive stops.
Baker with it. Well, they bait you into a double team, don't they?
Yeah.
Ryan Starver puts a shot, has it partially blocked by Bush.
You know, Ryan's field tonight, and I don't blame him with 19 points. Matt Baker was wide open on the far side, so he was hoping to get a ball, get his team going as well.
There's a pass down low and out of bounds. Bush had went back door. And a little too strong on the pass.
Tanner Wynn checks back in for the Blue Demons. Gabe Graver did a nice job there for a couple, 3-4 minutes. They're giving Tanner a little breather. Switching defense for defense there. They're both coming in and do a nice job.
And Gabe will give you some really good minutes.
Yeah.
Hard worker. Here's Baker with it. Matt Baker to Tanner Wynn, left side. Dribbles in. Picks up his dribble. Had the shot. Didn't take it. And passes it off to Kellogg. Kellogg's shot. No good. Rebound. Once again, controlled by Gonerman. He'll push it ahead. In transition. Floats it up. Puts it up. Leaves it short. Rebound by Ferris. And he'll follow through and put it through.
Ferris picks up his 6 points of the night.
Boy, they do not turn off the pressure.
No, you say that little extra pressure and Ryan not able to get the pass and Peyton Bush there to kind of help keep the pressure on and a turnover and back to Centerville. You know, I like that. You know, whatever your identity is, I like the team standard. You know, if they go into four corners, that's where you see teams get too soft, too lackadaisical. That's not their style of play. And, you know, I can respect that they're just playing their ball, playing the game the way they know how. And Blue Demons just need to keep trying to plug away here.
Here's a shot by Dabney. No good. Rebound controlled by Ferris. He'll dribble in. Off to Dabney. Baseline. Split the defenders. Leaves it up off the rim. Up and good. Really smooth big man.
Really is. To come underneath there. A little bit of contact and everything, but able to keep his feet underneath and post himself right up underneath that basket and get a little up and under on the hoop.
Out front to Baker. I'll be trying to
Get something going here. Here's a shot, floater in the lane. Well.
The Blue Demon faithful still here in full force, yeah. Trying to encourage them on every chance they get.
Not a single person has left this place, Dan.
No, you know, after halftime, special events going on, sometimes you figure people leave, but no, the folks really, really always have been great supporters of the Blue Demons and the Lady Ds.
You know, you can appreciate some good basketball being played by Centerville as well. They've, yeah. You know, they've got a really good basketball team, and there's a shot by Bush, and that one misses. A little bit of everything. That looks more like Johnny Flattery right there.
Yeah, that's what we're used to seeing. Get a hand nearby, and he'll miss.
Again, Centerville brings the pressure. Sanders checks back in for Albion. Baker goes to Sanders, has a strip from behind.
Just good, good aggressive play. Braden Bush just able to strip that out.
Here comes Gonnerman. He'll dribble in, and there will be the fifth foul on Luke Sarver.
Luke Sarver just having, you know, it's amazing. As great a night as Ryan is having, Luke is having the opposite.
Well, you know, as a brother and twin brother, some nights, you know, when the other brother's on, it can make it a little more frustrating when it's yours is yeah. off. Yeah, those two are two peas in the pot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know there's a friendly rivalry and competition between them all.
I love them.
You know, Luke hasn't beaten one stat tonight. It's just not the one you want.
They are go-getters.
Yeah.
They're going to work hard. You know, they were blessed with God gave them some great athleticism, Dan, but they aren't content to just accept what they were given. They work exceptionally hard. They are dedicated to make themselves better at whatever sport they're in.
Absolutely. And you just see that out of this team here. That's what you like about them. You hate this kind of a game tonight, but, you know, there's some really good guys here who have really put a lot of time in, you know, in terms of basketball. You look at Baker and Kellogg and Wynn, but,
oh, yeah.
You know, they really put a lot of time in. Mason Cox has worked a lot in the offseason. You know, Ryan and Luke Sarver are just working at everything. They're just all over the place and great on all sports that they do. And, you know, you've got a good group of guys, and you just really hope for better nights than what we're getting tonight.
Here's Ryan Sarver, three on the way, off the glass and good.
The bank is always open.
Ryan Sarver, 22 points. Here's a three by Siebold to try to answer. No good. Rebound backside to Dabney. Here's a little shot in the lane. No good. Callum rebounds it, sends it out to Baker. And, again, that pressure just continues. And here's a hustle play by Sarver getting the tip. Centerville was going to come up with it. Ryan came in, tipped it away. Baker goes to a win. Long three on the way. Good. I think he needs to shoot the ball more often. Tanner wins. Yeah. So smooth. Drains the long three-point basket.
You know, he's shown those glimpses.
Gonnerman got right up there. I hope he's okay. That was a nice dribble drive. Took that left hand, laid it up there, Dan.
Yeah. Just saying, T. Wend, you know, he's got that game. He's got that nice stroke. He just doesn't look to shoot near as much as I think he ought to. It really helps the balance, just like we're seeing from Centerville. If the more balance you have, the harder it is to defend. You know, we're looking at Centerville's board right now, the players that are in there. We've got four of them with double figures. Gonnerman here is shooting for his 14th, misses the front end of the two free throws, but trying to get his 14th points of the night.
Well, Gonnerman took that up with his left hand.
Yeah.
He was looking for a little dunk action.
He was almost up there high enough. It just was looking like he wanted it.
Well, you can see he's got some good athleticism.
Starts taking a check in for him. Yep.
We have to see him again.
That's the bad news.
Starcevic, come back next year. Got all kinds of talent.
Yes, they do.
So do we, though. You know, we're going to have a return a lot of kids.
You bet.
Here's Kellogg. Three on the way. Good. A step back three with a defender in his face. And Kellogg with that nice, smooth release drains the three.
You know, he has now accumulated 16 on the night. So doing a nice job the second half trying to get his points. I think he had four or five at half. And just like that, Centerville, they're just, again, they're, and you got to respect that. They're not sitting back on their heels. They're going to keep taking good shots when they present themselves.
They are who they are, and they don't change regardless of the score. Here comes Baker, right side. Sarver, open, three ball on the way. Couldn't get this one to fall. Maybe rush that just a tad bit. But, hey, when you're feeling like he's been feeling it,
yeah.
22 points up.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking on their sheets here. For the season so far through nine games, he's got 36 total points, 26 now tonight.
Tanner went with the runner in the lane, couldn't get the go, followed by Kellogg, and he'll go to the line to shoot some fouls or free throws. I hope he's not shooting any fouls from the line. But
Coach Archer sent five players to the stand to check in. He's putting up the flag there and letting some of his other varsity players get a chance to get in there. And we're going to see some of the promise that's coming here. We've got a sophomore, Nico Morris, a new kid to the school here, 6'5", 6'6", almost as a sophomore, and really learning the game. He's very, very much new. It looks like new to the basketball game, but boy, he really has developed and done a nice job at the JV level. Dalton Peterson also has been doing a great job for the Blue Demons.
Peterson stretched out there quite a ways.
Yeah, DP has really gotten bigger. And, you know, he's just got to get a little more stronger, and he's really developed well. And Aaron Ambrose, you know, I just love watching. He's a gritty little player, gets right after and goes. And then Gabe Gravett, of course, checked back in now.
Tanner.
And then Vinny.
No good. Rebound controlled. And Callow comes up with it, and then he shoots it up, and he has it blocked by Levi Siegel.
Traveled. Fast-paced action for Centerville. Dabney gets it on the baseline. Looked to me like he traveled. Saved it, though. Kicked it back out, and then the ball rolled out of bounds off of Blue Demons. So it's Centerville ball. Tanner Kellogg will go out, and again, Nico Morris will check in for him.
So. How tall do you say he is?
They check him in at 6'5", and I'd say he's pushing almost 6'6".
Well, then how tall is Peterson?
He's about 6'5", as well. They're right there together, yeah.
They just got to keep developing.
Yeah. And I know Dalton, we talk about people working the offseason. Dalton worked all summer long in the open gyms and got himself in and is getting himself better, not just
there's
trying.
There's a rebound for Peterson. Good job. Gets it off. His sister had a nice game.
Yep. She's just getting back. She'd been hurt for a few games, so just getting a chance to play last game in this one. So good to have her back.
The pass down low, kicks to the right side. Goes Aaron Ambrose. Here's a shot up and nearly down. Not going to fall.
Nico tried a nice little 15-footer from the elbow. It was a wide open shot. Good effort on him.
But he recognized the shot.
Right.
You know, we talk about, to me, when I see a guy come off the bench, do they recognize the place that they needed to take the shot? And that's a good sign.
Yep.
1:15 to go. Albie trails by 18, 69-51. Starcevic puts it in a floater in the lane. Good. We have a timeout because Coach wants to get Michael Starcevic out of the ballgame. Gets a nice big round of applause from Centerville faithful. Good kid. Tremendous athlete. Had a nice game.
Yeah. Just good effort by him.
You see the substitutes come in and they keep the pressure on. I like that. That's their style of play. You know,
right.
I love coaches when they do that. And
If you're Centerville, you're trying to develop your kids, and these kids are going to be playing for you next year, so they've got a little in the style that you want to play.
Have a foul. Aaron Ambrose tried to break down the defender.
And Colton Dorpinghouse did check in here just at the last dead ball there. Gabe Graver went out, so sophomore Colton in there.
Oh, don't travel. Yeah, that bench gets really cold. You know, you come out there and you take those first steps.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And it's a long, all these players in here now play the JV game, and so it's a long time from that JV game till now. And, you know, they've already gotten worked and sweat on and cooled off, and it's tough coming back in and getting yourself ready well.
There's a runner in the lane. Good for Centerville.
Jeremy Stuffelbeam, I believe, with the bucket there.
There's a jump Vinny shot Belt. On the way.
Senior Vinny Belt to end the game. Nice little jumper, just not able to get the roll.
Albion now with 10 seconds to go. We'll find itself with a loss on tonight, Dan. And it was difficult to say we've got to find something out of this game to take as a positive. And I do like the way we fought in the second half. Centerville just had too many answers for us tonight.
Yeah.
We came into tonight's ball game with some momentum, our team improving. And now you know what you have to do is just like we did this morning when we got up and we went to the bathroom. We flushed it and moved on. At least I did.
Oh, TMI. But definitely you got to be – you're absolutely right. You know, you can't dwell on this and you can't stew on it. They don't have any time to rest. They go and play highly ranked, as high as 2 rated in 2A and as low as maybe 6th, I think I've seen, Nottoway Valley tomorrow. Non-conference game, but still high-caliber opponent, a team that will press even more so than Centerville and even
That's
harder.
That's hard to imagine.
So, you know, it's one we're not going to have any time to sit back and lick our wounds. You know, and they come back and we're right in the heart of South Central Conference action, so there's still a lot of play here. still playing for a chance to, for first yet. I mean, that's still very much out there for us. We can't let any of the rest of the game slip away. And if nothing else, if Centerville does indeed run the table, you know, then we're shooting for second. You know, we've got to take care of our games that we have. You know, we saw tonight Davis County able to pull off a nice win against Eddyville, close, hard-fought game down there. We, you know, hope for the same thing. We got Davis County in back-to-back weeks, the 22nd, the 29th, makeup game from early in the year, and then regular scheduled. So, you know, we'll get our flavor, our taste full of them coming up here in the near term. So lots of games to be played.
Well, we're going to get another another shot at this one when we'll be back on the air a week from tonight to bring you it is Davis County, and we'll have that contest here for you, and that, I believe, is on the road. Is that correct?
20 seconds is the makeup, and it's on the road. Yeah, that's the 22nd. I'm not sure if that's the you say a week from tonight?
Week from tonight. Is that Clark?
Sheraton. Or Sheraton is week from tonight.
Yep.
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we've got a week from Tuesday is the Davis County makeup game.
We'll be back on the air tomorrow with Cyclone basketball. We'll have the coach's corner in the morning, and then on Tuesday we'll be bringing you live wrestling coverage. We'll be on the road down to Tri-County, and then Monday night I believe Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Sheraton will go at it on the basketball court. The boys will be going at it, and we'll have that for you as well. For Dan Stocker, Jack and Johnny Flattery, and for Scotty Fry back at the studio, doing a great job of keeping us going and getting us even connected with the Davis County ball game for all of us at KISC. Have a great night. We will see you in the morning at the Coach's Corner. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Market declines, unemployment, debt crisis. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. I will work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach of investing. Don't let headlines derail you from long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment or call at 932-7762. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. We'll be right back.